Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today. Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We're going to go to the United States now, where weather conditions at the Burning Man Festival in the Nevada desert have eased enough to allow revelers to start leaving. That's according to reports from the BBC in the last hour or so. You might have heard heavy rain at the end of last week turned that event into a mud bath, and the rainstorm is thought to have been the longest, heaviest rainfall since the festival began more than 30 years ago. Well, Dublin singer Daytona Rose is there, and she joins me on the line now from Black Rock Desert in Nevada. Good morning to you, Daytona. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing, Claire? Well, it's 3:30 a.m. over here, okay. So it's night for me.
So tell me what things are like right now.
So right now, I have heard of people trying to leave the desert, but I have heard that people have been getting stuck in the mud because the mud isn't fully dry. So we haven't been told that anybody is allowed to leave just yet. And we have enough supplies as of now, you know, thank God. And everybody's been really kind with like pooling their stuff if they brought extra things. Some people's tents got flooded with water. Some of us were luckier than others. Some people came in RVs as well, so they were able to share their resources as well, you know, with power and all that.
So were you a tent person or an RV person?
I was a tent person, but I am grateful that obviously no water got into the tent. Luckily, it was waterproof, so we were lucky, you know. But there were a lot of people who had an inch or two of water in their tent, which is pretty crazy.
We heard that nearly a month's worth of rain has fallen in just 3 days. What was that like?
It was just basically once it started raining, it never stopped. And it just kept going all night. And so there are a lot of people here in the desert, they have generators as well. So even, you know, from the standpoint of electricity, like a lot of that had to be turned off as well, because obviously it was a huge hazard. Getting around is really difficult with the mud being so sticky, and it just sort of dries like a crust or something like, and it becomes so heavy on your shoe as you're walking. And people have been using plastic bags to try and get around, even to like get in and out of the tent, putting the shoes on. You know, it's been a situation that nobody, I guess, seen come. And we've all been trying to navigate it. You know, some people decided to walk barefoot, but, you know, I don't know. Like, it's been pretty crazy, to be honest.
Was there any sense of panic at all? You know, you have that relentless rain. You can't get around too easily. Then you can't leave. I mean, how did you feel in the midst of all that?
Well, obviously, I really did feel a bit of, a little bit of like, wow, like, I wonder like what's going to happen here and where is the end? Is the end going to be in sight? But we have a team leader on the camp. And so we had like team meetings every day. And he would give us like a run through of what was going on and, you know, let us know that we have some resources that are in reserve. And he obviously has been doing this for the past 30 years. So he has a lot of experience. For me, it was my first time, but so I've just been kind of going with the flow in that way.
Mm-hmm. I saw a video this morning explaining that a lot of the toilets weren't working. The water supply wasn't great.
Oh, yeah. Like it's been pretty rough out here. You know, like the toilets have not actually been, they haven't been able to pump them out because they could not even get them on the playa to even do so. But now it has actually been sorted. Like they did get those sorted. So we at least have the toilets. The shower situation, that's another topic for another day. Okay. Luckily, we've all brought a lot of wipes.
Okay. And then the whole premise of the Burning Man Festival is that people share their resources. And you said there earlier that people have been very generous with supplies, because I would imagine there's been a bit of rationing going on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, with regards to the water, you know, washing dishes and stuff, like we have to be, as cautious as possible and try and keep the water that we have. And also, everybody's very conscious as well of, you know, waste and all that too, you know, so we're also just trying to like clean up after ourselves as well, you know, to not leave any trace behind.
Okay, I just saw there's a post on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now known as X, from an American lawyer called Neil Katyal, who's just left the festival and says, "We decided to make the hike, but it's very slippery. The mud is like cement and sticks to your boots. It also has some quicksand properties. It grabs your boots and sometimes you are stuck." He says no one should try this unless you're in good shape and you're part of a group. So he seems to suggest it's dangerous to try and leave.
Oh, yeah, like it really, really is. I've seen people even today getting in a car and they got stuck, like they could not move. They were attempting to leave and, you know, the wheels just dig further into that cement, the mud that's like cement, and basically they get stuck. And that becomes a problem then for all of the other people that are that are eventually going to be leaving. But I've heard on the radio that they're not actually going to be rescuing anybody. That's what they said. They said that if you attempt to leave in your car, that they're just going to push you to the side of the road. And I have heard of people hiking it. But to be honest, even walking around the playa, just even going from camp to camp, that's even difficult in shoes, you know, just walking. And it is true, like lifting your foot up in with that mud stuck to your shoe is very, very heavy. And you have to keep trying to knock it off because the mud just sticks to your shoe. So you're trying to like knock that off as you go along, you know. So it's pretty crazy. Like I really, you know, I've never experienced anything like this, to be honest.
Daytona, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, but you are in good form. So I hope that you enjoy the rest of it if you can. Daytona Rose there, who is a Dublin singer. And there they are down in Stradbally having had a great weekend.